T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beamish and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. No time for dilly-dallying. We got a speedster on the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. I've been talking about it for an hour. I am incredibly damn excited to talk to Mr. Thurman Thomas, a Hall of Famer, one of the best running backs of all time. Thurman, thank you so much for joining us. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, guys. Just woke up this morning, heard some terrible news about they took away the captaincy of Jack Eichel on the Buffalo Sabres. You don't know if he's going to play. And then you guys come up with your sports reporter talking about the Capitals getting ready to kick off training camp, football and hockey. Man, I'm excited.
All right, JP just said speedster coming up. What you think you run the 40 in right now?
Would I run the 40 in?
Yeah, right now, right now.
I can probably run my time in the 30. yeah, I'm not the speedster that I was when I was 18 to 25. I just know this. If there's a couple of people I know and something is chasing us, I'm not coming in last.
There you go.
That right now.
You don't have to be the fastest. You just don't have to be the slowest.
No.
What's going on with you, brother?
Thurman, B. Mitch told a story that he came up from Louisiana to play you and Barry Sanders
in
college.
No, they came to us.
You went to Lafayette for the game.
Yeah, that was strange. I don't know how they got that to work out.
So Oklahoma State versus Louisiana Lafayette in college. B. Mitch claims they would have won except one guy missed a tackle. Is that how you remember it?
No, he gave up two touchdowns.
Is that how you remember it, Thurman?
Oh, yeah. Gave up two touchdowns to Hartley Dyke. Yep.
Yes.
But you know what? Really what I remember about that game is that, man, we left there pretty much beat up. I mean, we weren't really a very good football team. We went 6-5 that year, so we weren't really a very good football team. We had a young offensive line. But the one thing I remember leaving that game was that, you know, when I got into the locker room, I noticed I just had blood everywhere. And I was like, what was that? And that had to be them bird-sized mosquitoes that were down in Louisiana. It was a little wet, and it was humid, and the mosquitoes were out. And I knew all about it because I'm from Texas, so I know all about the mosquitoes. But, to be honest with you, they probably should have beat us that game.
Well, let's talk about the teams now. Obviously, you had your most fame and Super Bowl runs with the Buffalo Bills. We're talking with Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas, Buffalo Bills legend. How do you feel like the Bills are playing so far? There's so much talk of them as kind of a Super Bowl contender, and you know these are the best Bills teams since you and Jim Kelly and Andre Reed were all doing your thing. How do you feel like this Bills team has gotten off to a start through two games?
Well, I think it's been up and down. Obviously, we got slapped around against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the opening football game of the year. And I didn't really pay attention too much of the offseason of what was going on. I knew they had T.J. Watt, and he was coming in, just got signed a new contract. And I did totally forgot that they had Melvin Ingram on the other side, coming from San Diego. Didn't even know that he was on a football team. And when you have two edge rushers like that and Hayward up the middle, you know what? You can only rush four. You should only rush four and get pressure on the quarterback, in which they absolutely did. So then obviously coming back and blanking the Miami Dolphins 35-0. It's been an up and down. And I saw something this morning about Josh Allen and said, yeah, I have not played well in the first two games of the season. So, But our defense has played very, very well, ranked in the top 10 in almost every category after two football games. But the key for us is to have Josh Allen rolling, to have him rolling like he did last year. Obviously, the first two games doesn't indicate that. But, you know, when you sign a $250 million contract, you know, everybody expects you to be perfect. And obviously, he struggled the first two games. But he's a young kid, always willing to learn, and always talks about the mistakes that he's made on the football field. And so hopefully, you know, this game against the Redskins, I can't even call him the Redskins, because the Washington football team coming up, you know, he'll be able to break out.
Well, talking about Josh, and I know I had you on before, and you were talking about how well he has started to play. What is it that you think is that holding him back? I don't think it's going to be the fact that he's trying to match what he did last year. Maybe they're trying to find a way to stop what he does well. And do you feel he's the guy that – because that's what I would say. People are going to scout you, and they're going to try to take away what you do well, but you got to find a different way of doing it. Is he capable of doing that?
I think he is. I think that – and that goes to show you what happened in the first game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got up 3-0, then we got up 10-0, and he missed Emmanuel Sanders on a long pass. Would have been about a 50 or 60-yard touchdown pass, and he overthrew him by 5 yards.
Wow.
And that didn't happen to Josh Allen last year. And I think when that play happened, you know, it would have been 17-0, and we probably would have went on to win that football game. But I think at that moment in time, when he missed that potential touchdown pass to Emmanuel Sanders, I think that changed everything about Josh Allen. I think he was like, man, I got to be better than that. That was easy for me last year. What is the problem? And I think the first two games he's been trying to figure it out. I think the best way that you can really corral Josh Allen is what Pittsburgh did. Pittsburgh has always had a great defense, but when you can rush 4 down linemen and get pressure on any quarterback in the National Football League, they are going to struggle with some of their reads because the linebackers are being able to drop. And I think the one thing that really hurt us in the first game is that, you know, we had Stephon Diggs on one side. He was matched up with a corner, but he had a safety over the top. And he had the two wide receivers on one side. It was a 3-on-2 matchup over there. And where was our tight end? It was nowhere to be found. So you have to kind of look for those opportunities and try to get those opportunities. I think when Pittsburgh took that away, they kind of made Josh Allen frustrated, and I think that kind of continued. It got a little bit better in the Miami game, but not as much. So if you can frustrate any quarterback and get a 4-man rush and get pressure every single time and really be Mitch, not worry about the run, mm-hmm. because the Pittsburgh Steelers didn't worry about the run. The Miami Dolphins tried to go that way, but we end up running the football effectively. So, you know, the running game hopefully will help Josh Allen along the way.
I mean, the running game always helps. We're talking with Thurman Thomas, Bills legend, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest college football players of all time. Very excited to have Thurman Thomas join the program. Thurman, what about this Bills pass rush? The Washington football team's coming up to Buffalo with a quarterback that I don't know if you've seen much of Taylor Heinicke, but he is it's a roller coaster ride watching him play, and it's quite exciting. Do you think the Bills are going to be able to get him out of the pocket and running around where sometimes he makes his plays?
Well, you know what? I think one of the things that Sean McDermott has been trying to do since he's become the head coach of the Buffalo Bills some 5 years ago, him and Brandon Bean, they wanted to kind of model, you know, what the New York Giants did and the Carolina Panthers did. They want to have a nice 7-8 rotation on that defensive line. And when you only rush 4 guys, like I said earlier, you're able to contain that. And I think with having the quick linebackers that we have in Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano, I think, you know, they're going to have to spy on your quarterback. And, you know, I think they did very well with that in the Miami game, even though Jacoby Brissett had to come in for Tua. So we have some very talented and quick and fast linebackers, so they'll be able to maybe close the containment on you guys, on Taylor. But, you know, overall, you know, our secondary has been great, led by Micah Hyde and Jordan Poirier and Trey White. So, I mean, there's a lot of obstacles. I mean, our defense is playing really well the first two games, and I know it's only been 2 games, but those guys have really saved our butts. And we very well could be, you know, struggling right now, maybe 0-2, maybe 2-0, but we're 1-1. But those guys have done an excellent job. So, I mean, it's going to be a fascinating game. Obviously, Ron Rivera, I have a lot of respect for him and the game plan that he's going to be putting in. But I think this Bill team has kind of woken up, you know, after the first game against Pittsburgh and now coming up against an NFC team. I wish Ryan Fitzpatrick was playing, because I know all the Buffalo fans would love to see him. You know, it's strange because when the schedule came out and Fitzpatrick was, you know, named the quarterback at the beginning of the year, you know, back-to-back games were Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tyrod Taylor next week against the Texans, and neither two of those guys are going to play. So it's just going to be good to see, obviously, Bruce Smith is coming up here playing golf with him next day. So should be an exciting game and an exciting weekend.
All right, and when you flip it over to your offense, your receivers are outstanding, led by Stephon Diggs. And what is it about him that Washington has to be truly concerned about?
Well, you know what? He's a go-getter. I mean, he's a trash talker. I mean, he would try to get you out of your game no matter what. You put him in the slot. You put him on the outside. You know, I watched some of his workouts throughout the offseason, and the guy is just relentless. You know, I think with him coming to the football team last year through a trade through Brandon Bean, our general manager, really changed the atmosphere, changed the attitude of our offense. You know, he was a guy who was a really top receiver with the Minnesota Vikings, but really didn't get a chance to show his talents because a former quarterback that used to play for the Redskins, Kirk Cousins. But I think, you know, he's brought an attitude to this offense and really, you know, to the entire organization, and especially the players on the football team, right? He's been outstanding with the community. He just runs really great routes, and I think that's one of the things that has helped him the past couple of years is that, you know what, he could be running a slant, but you just never know what he's going to run. He can turn it into a fade. It can look like a fade, but it can be a five-yard slant. I mean, the guy is just unbelievable with his workout, his stance, his footwork, and I think that's what makes him one of the top receivers in the National Football League. If there's a ball thrown, he's going to go up and try to catch it no matter what defensive back is on him.
I also think it's because he went to Maryland, because I went to Maryland. But maybe that's less of a factor.
Oh, is that? That's right. Yeah, that's right. He did go to Maryland.
Talking with Thurman Thomas, NFL Hall of Famer, a Buffalo Bills legend, as the Washington football team gets ready to take on the Bills this weekend, week three. It's the first road trip for Taylor Heinicke, first road game for this Washington football team this season. Thurman, we've got to try to pin you down here, man. The Bills are big favorites in this game. I think most folks expect Buffalo to kind of get right against this Washington team. What do you expect to happen?
I expect to happen what you just said. I expect our football team to come out on fire still, you know, kind of going on same cylinders after the Miami game. And I don't see it as a close game. I see it maybe – I'm going to go like maybe 31 to maybe 13, something like that. I don't think it's going to be close at all. I think our offensive line is playing really, really well, even though Josh Allen hasn't had two great games in a row. But our offensive line is playing great. So, and now, you know, just last week we just all of a sudden found a running game with Moss and Singletary. So, you know, if we can get that balance going with our offense and our defense is playing the way they are playing, I think it, you know, no victory is easy, but I do think the Bills come out victorious on this.
Thurman, there's a lot in the game today. They want the running backs that can be twofold. They can run the ball and they can catch the ball. And people act like that just started. You were doing this back in your day. You know, you were able to catch the ball at the backfield very effectively and also run it. What do you think, like some of the guys today that run, that catch the ball at the backfield, they don't carry the ball as much. What do they need to do to try to get to where you were in your career?
Well, you know what, B. Mitch, man, you know, they've been talking about running backs. We're not worthy of being first-round picks anymore. We're not as valuable as we used to be. So, you know what, I really don't really have an answer for you. I mean, the best thing that I can come up with is that everybody should probably watch Alvin Kamara of the New Orleans Saints and Christian McCaffrey of the Carolina Panthers. Those two guys are the best all-around backs in the National Football League. And those guys are hard to find. I don't know what to tell you about that. You know, it's turned into a quarterback league, and I think the league has gotten a little bit softer over the years. And so I don't think the position of the running back is as important as it was maybe 15, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I think obviously now when you're having these young quarterbacks come into the National Football League, you have to have something else in your repertoire. You have to have a running back. You have to have a running game. And I think a lot of these guys that are coming from college and a lot of these guys now, what do? They throw the ball 50, 60 times a game. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to run block. So it's hard to try to focus and try to gain the level of what a running back can actually do.
Hey, Thurman, Saturday night I have a reservation at Duff's for wings. Would you like to join us?
Well, what time are you going to be there?
7:30. We will have room for you and whoever you got with you. You mentioned you're playing golf with Bruce Smith. We'll get two chairs.
Yeah, well, Bruce is a wing specialist, so yeah.
You are welcome with us anytime. Thurman, thank you so much for the time, man. We really enjoyed
Patty
it.
Tell Patty I said hi,
is
man.
Is there anything you want to tell folks to check out on your end?
No, I'm all good, man. I'm so happy now. You know, me and Patty, we just had our first grandkid about 5 days ago.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm calling you Gramps
now. Yeah, life is good right now. Can't complain. And, I'm just living a good life right now, me, Patty, and our kids and our grandson.
You know what they say, Thurman? They say that grandparent love is way stronger than that love for your own kids. So, boy, I tell you,
know what?
You're in trouble,
my
man.
My daughter already know that. My daughter already know that.
Thurman, you mentioned earlier, are you a big Sabres fan? You brought up the Sabres earlier.
Yeah, I'm a huge hockey fan. Huge hockey fan.
They had a tough year last year, right?
I was ecstatic, really excited when Ovechkin got the cup, man. I mean, I think I probably partied more than he did because I've always loved him. I've always loved this game, and just an outstanding player, man. We're just so happy to see him, finally win the cup and get over that hump.
Thurman, I got to tell you, I think you've told us the truth the entire time in this interview, but, sir, you did not party harder than Alex Ovechkin after he won.
We have a lot
after
of proof.
I said that, I wanted to take it back.
Thurman, thank you so much for
Appreciate
the time, man. We really enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right, guys.
All right, man. Take care, brother.
That is the legendary Buffalo Bills running back, Thurman Thomas, who may or may not be joining me for dinner Saturday night in Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. B. Mitchell Finley. JP threw out a question just a moment ago. Forgot exactly what it was. No, I'm joking. About Taylor Heineke and all the leash. How will it be short? And how long will it be?
Here's the other part when you want to talk about the leash for Taylor Heineke.
Mm-hmm.
Fitz is hurt. He hurt his hip. Like, he's not coming back. I don't think you bench Heinicke to go to Kyle Allen for some time. Yeah. And I'll be honest, I think Taylor's going to play at a level. I think he's not getting benched. I think he's good.
Keep it going.
I
just think this.
I think my computer sucks, and for whatever reason, can't get on Twitter, and now just is locked out.
The positive mindset I'm going to hold on to. I haven't completely seen everything I need to see to say, yes, he's the guy. But I still am pulling and hoping that everything is positive. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because just because I'm not saying it now doesn't mean I don't see good things that are happening from, which I obviously do. But I have seen too many times in too many areas and too often in this area where a guy does something and we automatically just move him on up the ladder. And then all of a sudden, later on, we are the same people that were moving up the ladder are the same ones saying, man, what the hell? He can't play. That's why I would rather wait until I'm seeing and have a bigger sample size to make my decision.
I agree with that. I just think to make a decision, if you want to wait, I get it. But I think for Heinicke, let's say the Bills defense shows up and he has a really tough afternoon on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I still think you're sticking with Heinicke.
Yeah, I believe that. I don't think they're going to jump and go. Now, let's be real. This coaching staff with Scott Turner and Ron Rivera have a lot of damn faith in Allen.
Sure.
Now, if the Bills get to him and get to him often, you know, and then things start happening a certain way and you feel, okay, Kyle could withstand some of that more and deliver the ball, you may. But I'm not anticipating any quarterback move unless it's an injury.
I largely agree with you. And I'll go one step further, and maybe this is crazy.
Won't be the first time you say something crazy.
It is hip thrusts Thursday. I think Heinicke keeps this job when Fitz comes back. I think he's going to be playing at a level.
If you're playing at a certain level, I don't think you make that change and go back to what was. I mean, Fitz won't be back till probably after midway point. Like, by time.
I mean,
now,
what is 8 weeks from week one? Week nine? Where are they week nine? I'll pull it up real quick.
Close to the bye. The bye is like week 10, isn't it?
Yeah, the bye, I think, is the first weekend of November. So week nine. Shout out to the Washington football team. They've been doing something that's been driving me crazy for a long time. When you go to the schedule on their website, it starts with the preseason schedule, no matter what, and they finally got rid of that. So I appreciate that, Washington football team. Well done. Week 9 is their bye, so he could be back for week 10 against the Bucs.
Yeah.
If Heinicke plays like he did against the Giants, hell no, you're not pulling him.
Mm-hmm.
You want the continuity, right?
I would think you do. And I think at that point, you would have so much chemistry going with the offense that you don't want to disrupt that.
800-636-1067.
And then we'll be playing against the Buccaneers, where we can finally put to bed some of these things about what we thought or what we feel.
Totally. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. I think it's Heinicke. I mean, this sounds absurd, and I recognize that. I think it's Heinicke's team. I really do.
Well, the way that the players react to him, I don't see why you wouldn't agree with that. You know, a lot of the things that were said, he's a baller. He's a leader. We never saw him as a backup. We saw him as a 1B. Okay, all those different things that were said is what they feel. And I don't think they're just saying it to say it. Like, a lot of times you say things you want to help somebody's confidence out. I think based off of last year in that playoff game, a lot of the players gained a lot of respect for and confidence in. So that's where I'm at with it.
It's going to be interesting. I think Heinicke can play, man, and I think the leash will stay there for a while, and I don't think there's really too much of a concern on it. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Phone lines are heating up. I just think if you look at Heinicke, I don't think there's a part of his game that's going to fall apart. Now, obviously, you play tougher defenses. He throws some risky footballs. Yeah. That stuff could get you.
See, I just actually, like, the thing of it is this. We say that. If that ball that was thrown to Terry, it was a fantastic catch. It wasn't a great throw because that went through, right through the hands of the defender. That should have been picked. That's one.
Week one you're talking about.
Yeah.
The incredible
there,
catch.
There were a couple of more in that same game that sailed that could have been caught. You come back to last week, the two of the passes, the one to McKissick and the one to I forgot the tight end name in the end zone, they were thrown in spots that only that person could get it. But there were some balls that could have been picked in that game too. If those things change up, we're not speaking as highly. So that's why I kind of like, when I look at plays sometimes, I'm like, okay, that's a good play, but it could have been a bad play. And you begin to hesitate a little bit before you start moving too far, too fast into the granting and giving so much praise. That's why I'm where I'm at. Because when I see those plays and I'm like, oh, that's one that got, you got away with that one. You know, you can also say, okay, what if? Just like there were plays that they missed that could have been big plays too. But you just wonder, some of those plays that were challenged or close go the other way? Are we thinking the same things we're thinking today?
Let's go to Jim in D.C. Jim, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit D.C. listener line.
What up, Jim?
Hey, guys, this is Tim.
What's up, brother?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, how you fellas doing?
We're doing good.
I just want to say I'm putting my support behind Heinicke. I'm loving the things I'm seeing out of him. I know he there's some things he can be doing better. A lot of his passes, they seem to sail for high. But for the most part, you know, the guy's resilient, man. He's fearless. He's exactly what we need right now. He gives us the best opportunity to win. So I'm going to put my support behind Heinicke because I think if we nurture this kid and give him some time to settle down into the position, I think he'll be an average quarterback right now. But in time, I think he can be better than average. So, I'm all in on Heinicke right now.
All in. Thank you for the call, Jimmy. Appreciate you. Sounds like you're on a rocket ship, by the way.
But the support, I mean, I think a lot of us give support without crowning. And I think that's the whole thing. And it's everybody's right. It's everybody's choice. If you want to be all in, that's fine. But I can also support a person without diving head first. You know what I mean? I can support you by just putting the toe in the water just a little bit right now. I don't want to dive into I won't dive on the deep end just yet. I want to just stand up in the pool. See what's happening.
You are putting a toe in, though?
I've been touching it, trying to taste the water.
If you're only putting a toe
trying to test the water.
I am not doing cannonballs or anything, but I am standing in the pool.
You're cannonballing. You're cannonballing. You're trying to do a backflip.
I think my backflip days are over. Let's go to Shannon in Rockville. Shannon, where are you in the Heinicke pool? You jumping in?
Well, I think that's more like a wait and see. And by the way, I've been listening to you guys, but I've had to catch you at a different time because I work for Metro and my schedule changed. So I have been listening to you and B-Mitch. And B-Mitch, I got a bone to pick with you because
Uh-oh.
We were supposed to get together and bike ride. And we haven't done that yet. And you gave me a number that was not a good number, so I haven't been able to catch you.
I didn't give you the wrong number. If I gave you a phone number, I gave you my right number. I don't give people wrong numbers.
Well, it was. Let's say that when I called and the number was given to me, it was a wrong number because I haven't been able to get you. But
before you get off this phone, we're going to check that number out again. We're going to have Cody check it out and make sure you get the right number.
Cody got a new golf bag today. The least he can do is check out the number.
My voicemail don't have my name on it, so just leave a message anyway.
Thank you, Shannon. We're going to let Cody sort that out.
Cody, get to Shannon and see if we can get the number from him.
Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines are packed.
Give him my phone number.
We got a lot going on out there. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Taylor Heinicke's first ever road start in the NFL. I think he's ready for the moment. I think this kid is grounded and is going to play his game, and I expect him, honestly, to excel. Brian, maybe I am doing cannonballs because I'm about to say something. I have higher expectations with Heinicke on the field than I have for a Washington football team quarterback since at least Kirk Cousins.
But that's not hard to say.
I'm not saying a lot. I mean, Alex.
Yeah, but I'm serious. Alex, whole time here.
Before things went bad with Dwayne, we had high expectations.
Yeah, expectations, but you hadn't known anything. But I don't think anybody, once they saw Alex playing, were in love with the way he played. They were sitting
certainly
at
not.
6-3, and people were saying that they need to change the quarterback.
I'll say this. Phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How much faith do you have in Taylor Heinicke? What was the last Washington quarterback you had more faith in than Heinicke? Doing that next on The Fan. Ten minutes from now, we'll be joined by our guy, Josh Norris, from Underdog Fantasy. Right now, we're talking, how far into the Taylor Heinicke pool are you? Beamich says he's dipping a toe in. He wants to see how warm it is. I am calmly standing in the shallow end. I am not swimming laps. I have not jumped off the diving board. But I am calmly standing in the shallow end. Perhaps the way a father watches his children in the pool. That's what I'm doing right now. My guy, Nate in Purcellville. Nate, what are you doing in the Taylor Heinicke pool?
Oh, hey, guys. Happy Hip Thrust Thursday, first of all.
You too, bud.
Yeah, hey, not only am I doing full-blown cannonball, I'm actually butt naked. It's a public pool. Yeah, it's a public pool. This is embarrassing, but you know what? Hey, football's supposed to be fun. Taylor Heinicke's fun. Let's let it rip.
Nate, I don't think you should be butt naked at a public pool, man. Just like, we don't do a ton of PSAs here, but that is my advice for you. Thank you for the call, brother. Appreciate you.
Don't be butt naked.
Brandon Maxey, don't be. Any chance that was the guy from the gym this morning?
I don't think that's the guy from the gym. What if that's the guy from the water park? I wonder what Taylor Heinicke's into at the water park. Let's go to Kenny in Waldorf. Kenny, where are you at in the pool?
What's going on, fellas? Kenyon from Waldorf.
Kenyon, sorry, bud.
I'm with B. Mitch, man. No problem, JT. Love the show. I'm with B. Mitch, man. Like, we got to chill out. We got to pump the brakes. It's been a couple games. You know, let's not get too ahead of ourselves. We've been so bad for so long, we're starving for a star quarterback. So anything we see, we're going to go all in. Let's pump the brakes. I hope he does well. I'm a long-time fan. But let's be careful. I find it hard to believe that a lot of these teams in the NFL just missed out on Heinicke and he fell in our lap. Hope he does well. Hope we do well. But let's pump the brakes. Let's see where it goes. Thanks for the call.
Kenyon, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. What you've said is entirely reasonable. So, like, you're a very pragmatic and reasonable person. But damn, you're not much fun. I like the guy that's jumping butt naked into the pool way better. Let's keep it going. Chuck in Culpeper. What's up, Chuck? You're on the Gambit DC listener lines.
How you doing, B. Mitch and JP?
We're great, buddy. How are you?
I just want to say about Heinicke. I just got a question and maybe a comment. How many games in the NFL has Heinicke played consecutively?
This is the...
I mean, this will be his first ever consecutive start.
Yeah.
Right, so...
He's played in consecutive games, but I don't believe he's ever started consecutive games.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, he got room to improve, and I think he's going to be great. That's all I want to say. I think he's going to be great.
All right, so Chuck, here's the question. There's a pool that is Taylor Heinicke's potential. Are you jumping into the pool? Are you sticking a toe in it? Are you going off the water slide?
I'm jumping in the pool. He's from ODU, man. I'm from that area.
My man.
I'm jumping in the pool.
All right.
Chuck is jumping in the pool, B. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Reese. I think Reese is calling from Montana. Are you calling from Montana Avenue or Montana the State?
No, I'm calling from Montana the State.
Wow. My man. What do you think of Taylor Heinicke, Reese?
Hey, man, check this out. I'm jumping all the way in with my man Taylor Heinicke. Listen, he had a good game last week. I think he had a great game. This week, I believe he really has the opportunity to really solidify himself against what we would consider a good team, man. I think you give the kid, give him an opportunity, man. Give him an opportunity to prove himself. And I think you got to have a long leash for him because if you don't, that clip y'all were playing from Scott Turner, I think they're going to be rewinding that if you don't give him a long leash. So I think, man, I think he's going to be fine.
Thanks, Reese. Right, appreciate you, buddy. All right, trying to get through a few more calls here. We are getting stacked up. People love talking Taylor Heinicke. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Daryl in Columbia. Daryl, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know, I think that I got more faith in Taylor than I do in Scott Turner and wow. Del Rio. You wow. know, I think Heinicke is going to go as far as Scott Turner's creativity and how he schemes him up and uses him to his best ability. But, you know, I'm just looking at, he's steady progressing to me, you know. So, I just think it's all going to depend on heavily on what Scott Turner game plans for him and uses him to his best ability.
All right, man.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call.
I mean, that makes sense because I think the offensive coordinator and the quarterback should be tied at the hip and they should go together.
Last one. This is our guy, Rock. Rock, what's up, man? You're on the Gambit DC listener line.
I'm doing the belly flop off the diving board in Heinicke Pool.
All right.
I love it. Thank you, Rock. Be careful. Those belly flops hurt
belly
sometimes.
Flops hurt, dog. They hurt.
It stings, but it feels so good, man. It's refreshing.
It's the good pain. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. So we've got a belly flop, a naked cannonball. I am calmly standing in the shower.
I think you with the naked cannonball.
B-Mitch has a toe in. Landville, what are you doing into the pool?
I've got like the lounge chair in the pool, but I'm still sitting in the pool and the water's like covering part of me.
All right, Cody?
I'm still putting on my sunscreen. I'm looking at the pool. I'm checking things out. I'm, you know, getting the layout of the land, but I'm still waiting.
Shocker that Cody has the nerdiest response. I'm still putting on my sunscreen. Nobody wears sunscreen anymore. 2021.
You do.
I just keep my shirt on.
You wear sunscreen.
Landfill's got sunscreen. We're inside, Landfill. You're in an aquarium, for God's sakes.
Always be prepared.
Always be prepared. Okay. When we come back, you got fantasy questions. We got fantasy answers. Josh Norris joins the program.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.